So it's Friday and the time is 1:10.
And I'm with my year 9 class and we're having a look at Thimble.
Is this your first time to see Thimble?
See Thimble, yeah.
Yeah? Have you? So you've never used it before?
No.
You've probably been using it for about 5 or 10 minutes now. Have you got any sort of impressions? What do you think about it?
It's a bit confusing at the moment. It needs a little simpler one, I think. A really simple website to get started on.
And then you get into the more complicated thing. Okay, have you actually done any modifications yet to what it says on there?
Not really, because I don't really understand how if you know.
Okay, right, thank you. So I'm just going around the class asking different people their opinions of Thimble. So what I'm looking at on your screen is I can see you've got lots of glasses and hair and eyes and teeth. What's this project? Has it got a name?
I don't know the name, but it's Avatar-O-Matic.
Oh, so I wonder is the idea that you have to try and create your own avatar or something like that?
Yeah, they have a lot of different things and you have to try and choose the one you want.
So have you been following through the instructions?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is your first time to use it?
Yeah.
What, do you think it's straightforward to follow or?
Yeah, it's quite straightforward, but I'm a bit confused at the moment.
And what's the bit that's causing you the confusion?
I don't know, it's just telling me to delete a load of things and then I do and everything goes wrong.
Okay, so you're hitting some problems, you're not quite sure.
Yeah.
Is there any way of, it says here show hints, have you been using those to find out?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're still scratching your head a little bit. Okay, thank you. So now I'm going to ask you, this is your first time to use Thimble, yeah? Does it make sense? Do you understand what's going on?
It does. It gives you a good explanation for how to use the things. I'm just trying to find out how to change the colour of a text.
Right. A minute. Now, we did something in class, didn't we, about using colour codes?
Yeah.
Ah, so you've just pasted something in and you're trying to use it, but it says that you've got an error.
Yeah.
Oh, but look, did you see then the colour changed as you were doing that? Yeah? So you can see you've kind of got it working.
Kind of.
Do you like this idea that you can play with it to see what effect it has?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It shows you straight away what happens when you change the text, so you don't have to wait and republish it over and over again.
Thank you. So I'm just going around asking people their opinions. Okay. Now, you've just come in only a few minutes ago, and this is probably the first time you've seen Thimble. What do you make of it so far?
It's good.
In what way?
Like, it's easy to use.
All right. Now, some people were saying it wasn't so easy to use. So what are the things that make it easy for you to use it?
Because, like, if you want to change the picture or something, you just click on it, and then it takes you straight to it.
Right, so you can skip through to the relevant bits.
Yeah.
And you're working on a project, which is Large Awesome Animals?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you tried publishing it yet to see what it looks like?
Not yet.
All right, so maybe try that in a moment. Because it's like it gives you a preview of what you've done so far. Thank you. So have you been working on a particular project with Thimble?
Yeah, I'm making a meme.
And what's a meme?
It's like... I don't know.
Do you know what a meme is? No? Have you never heard of memes? It's like an idea or a thought that suddenly spreads and everybody starts talking about it. Like, have you ever heard of Nyan Cat?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's Nyan Cat?
A game.
Is it a game?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. I just thought it was like this like silly idea of like a cat with a rainbow and it moves and it had music and...
No, it's a game.
So you're looking at Thimble and the project you're looking at is called Make a Meme. Have you managed to actually do anything yet that it asked you?
Yeah, I've done that.
And have you had lots of problems with it so far?
No.
No, it's doing what you wanted. How helpful do you find the instructions?
Very helpful.
Okay. And see this bit here? It's got a slash and an asterisk. Then it's got a load of text and an asterisk and a slash. Do you know why it's got the slash and asterisk there?
No.
Okay, so That's what's that doing? Is that's a comment. So it's saying to the browser when you're rendering the page, completely ignore that bit.
Okay.
Why does it need to ignore it?
Because otherwise it'll come up like on the HTML.
Yeah, it'd be an error and it wouldn't quite understand. Thank you. So what project did you choose to work on?
I haven't really thought of anything.
No. So you're starting from scratch and you've got the awesome animal builder. How are you finding the instructions?
They're like easy because it explains everything what it means.
Okay.
I find them confusing.